This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Throughout the course of the coronavirus pandemic, we've been checking in with Washtenaw County Public Health to get the local perspective on the pandemic. And once again, we are joined by Susan Cerniglia. Susan serves as the department's Communications and Health Promotion Administrator. Thank you so much for the time today. I appreciate it.
Happy to be here. Thanks, David.
Last week when we spoke, you informed us that a large party in the Saline area on the 4th of July had resulted in a COVID-19 outbreak. At that time, 43 cases were identified with another 66 potentially exposed. Have those numbers increased?
They have increased somewhat. Our latest total was up to 48. And of course, now as we get farther out, it's a little bit more difficult to keep connecting cases as the trails get a little colder, you might say. But an important point that we hoped to get across in sharing that information was really to help people understand how quickly this virus can spread if there are large gatherings that are happening, and even smaller gatherings that are happening without the use of distance and face coverings and good hand washing. We can see that spread really, really quickly. And then to layer on top of that, if once there's an issue known, a case is identified, if we don't get good cooperation on that contact tracing and guidance to isolate or quarantine, we can really see things explode that way.
And again, what is a national trend probably came about in this as well, and that is younger people are being identified as COVID-19 positive.
Correct. And we've seen that, you know, and I want to be clear, too, that this particular incident was, of course, a large what we call cluster. But we were seeing it in lots of ways across our community and in smaller groups. So, again, our point was really to help people understand that we were seeing transmission in those social gatherings and that it really does make a difference. Use those prevention measures and to cooperate with isolation and quarantine after.
Now,
yes, absolutely. Many of our newer cases are amongst younger teens and adults.
And among the cases that are being identified, are we starting to see an increase in the severity of the COVID-19 affliction as well?
You know, it's an important point. You know, immediately we've heard gotten a lot of questions about this, right? Like, people will say, well, yeah, cases are up, but the hospitalizations aren't up and the deaths aren't up.
Yeah, I think President Trump said it's just a case of sniffles.
Right. And certainly there are people that have mild symptoms. They can spread it. So that's a big concern and the reason that we do that contact tracing and that isolation and quarantine. But another very important point is that indicator, those indicators of hospitalization, death, more severe illness do lag behind. This isn't an illness that, causes great harm within a couple of days. So it takes time, even weeks, to see those indicators change. Now, optimistically, we'd love it if we didn't start to see those. But unfortunately, we can't say that we're not going to see them. We are starting to see a couple of more hospitalizations and a little more severe illness happening. So as we move forward, potentially with this higher number of cases, we'll have a much better idea if we're seeing the severe illness that we did earlier when case numbers were high.
We're talking with Washtenaw County Health Department Communications and Health Promotion Administrator Susan Cerniglia on WEMU. As of last Friday, the last day for which Washtenaw County figures were available, there were nearly 180 confirmed cases, 1,800 and nearly 109 COVID-19 fatalities. The governor and health officials continue to push mask wearing to keep those numbers from exploding again. Yet WEMU's Lisa Berry posted some video from downtown Ann Arbor over the weekend where there was live music being played and people were enjoying outdoor meals and beverages. It looks like, despite executive orders, there are a whole lot of folks who are still choosing not to wear masks. I assume that is of great concern.
It is of concern, and we continue, to share those messages. We continue to get a lot of, reports and complaints and are working closely with law enforcement to first reinforce, what we should be doing and, depending on the situation, take more action from that point when and if necessary. Now, of course, with the, you said downtown Ann Arbor, correct?
Correct.
And the city is, of course, also, of course, very concerned and active in that situation and has said, you know, if they don't see additional compliance and see good compliance, they're not necessarily going to continue closing the streets and having additional activities. So, unfortunately, in a lot of ways, this may be something, if we're really not seeing good compliance or we're seeing cases result from these gatherings, then it might be a case where we don't continue to have those types of things. Have seen they can be done safer.
You mentioned law enforcement, and to this point, police have decided to take an educational approach with people not wearing masks. They have the right to issue misdemeanor citations that can include fines of up to $500. Do you think it's time police should start issuing those tickets?
I don't think that's the way any of us want to see this happen, but to my knowledge, there have been some instances where things have moved in that direction, you know, and that often happens when there's repeat occurrences, or there's what we call like issues or incidents where the impact or the ability to spread to a large number of people could be much higher. And those are the situations where we get more concerned.
Were you at all as freaked out as I was to read the report of Hillsdale College holding an actual commencement ceremony with more than 2,000 people on Saturday? I mean, I would imagine we're probably going to see another cluster out of that.
Yes. You know, that is concerning. We don't, of course, have details about how that happened because it could, there's huge differences in if this took place outside and they truly did use distance and face coverings, then, you know, we've seen cases where that isn't necessarily a big impact. However, if that social distancing wasn't used and there was, you know, a lot of hugging and close contact as might be expected at a graduation event, then yes, unfortunately, we could really see impact from that large event.
Now, this is a kind of more of a personal question. I know that when I'm out and about, I am so tempted to politely ask those without masks to put one on. But I've just seen too many incidents in which those kinds of interactions turn violent. And I'm not looking to put myself or anyone around me in that kind of position. Do you have an approach to talk to people in public about mask wearing?
You know, I haven't been out in public much, but and I think, you know, it should be the right approach to, you know, politely talk to people. However, you know, we're kind of at that point where that's both frightening, and the other kind of hiccup is that, you know, we don't know other people's situations or health conditions, so it's not necessarily fair to assume that they don't have a legit reason either. And all of those things make it very, very difficult. You know, I'm an optimist, so I like to think polite conversation and interaction about it would be totally acceptable. But I certainly understand why, you know, that's difficult. With our complaint processes, we do ask people, if at all possible, like if they're in public businesses, to approach that with the owners and the operators of that business before necessarily confronting other people.
I think the approach I'm going to experiment with this week, and I don't go out much either. I go to the gas station once a week, I go to the grocery store, and I come to work.
Sure.
But I think I'm going to carry a pocket full of masks, and I will just simply offer, do you need one? And then they can either politely accept, decline, or yell at me, but hopefully that would kind of mitigate any potential conflict beyond just having a nicety of saying, do you need one?
Well, that sounds like a great idea. And certainly we do know that there are folks that could use or would appreciate an additional one.
Well, we'll see how that all plays out. But as you mentioned several times this morning, given the number of maskless people in the community, our best defense remains proper prevention, hygiene. And that's just what we'll have to keep doing. And I'll look forward to our conversation next week.
Yes, thank you.
That is Susan Cerniglia, Washtenaw County Health Department Communications and Health Promotion Administrator. If you'd like more information on the topics we've covered in this conversation and access to WEMU's and NPR's coronavirus coverage, it's all available to you at our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.